Okay, boys, so today's daf is daf Nunvav. And the top of Nunvav is in the middle of a very exciting sugya, so we have to do a quick review of what we were learning yesterday at the end of Nun Hey Amid Beis.
That'd be great if that's where we ended off.
Oh, that's great.
We didn't told you the top.
I'm sure you didn't. So, the Gemara told us yesterday, that there are altogether three psukim vis-a-vis the Karbonos Chatos, in terms of where they are supposed to be, where they're supposed to be the Shechita. Everybody, please put yourselves on mute. Yeshakor, please put yourselves on mute. Thank you. And we started off with one pasuk. I'm looking at Nun Hey Amud Beis, just past halfway down the Amud, where the Gemara quotes the pasuk Vatanya Veshachad Oisoi Bimkoim Ashi Yishchatu Oila Lefnei Hashem Chatasu. This is a posik by the Seir Nossi. Nossi, as you recall from Sechtes Hoyrius, means the Melech. So the Melech, if he erred on his own, he has to go and bring a special korban called a Soir. A normal commoner brings a Seir or a Kizba, but because he's the Nossi, he brings a Soir. Of course, which is a Zohar, right? The difference between a Soir and a Seirah, this is a Zohar and this is an Akeva. Okay, now the question is, where do you have to go and shecht it in the Azara? Well, the pasuk is very clear. V'shachar oisoi, the same place as she yishchatu oilu lefnei Hashem. And even though the Gemara doesn't quote the pasuk, but the Gemara tells us, heichan oilu nishchetes, we all know where the oilu is geshachten, because it's a befeirish pasuk, ho oilu tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. V'shachar oisoi el yerecham izbeach tzafoyna lefnei Hashem. So by the Oilet says Beferish, it has to be Tzofoin, so we learn from this passing for Shachar Oysa, the Seir Nasi, you also have to Shecht B'Tzofoin Lefnei Hashem. And then the Gemara said, but we have a more generic passing, not only by the Seir Nasi. There's another passing that tells us it has to go Davka in Tzofoin. Where is that? The Koimashin Tishachid, Oilet Tishachid Achatos. And that's talking generically about Ul Chatois. Ah, so the Gemara said, so how come you have these two psukim? Maybe the pasuk of a shachat oisoi is coming to tell you only the shachat oisoi and not the other kabbanis. Meaning that it's true that we have two separate psukim, but the fact that the Torah says oisoi over here by the Seir Nasi comes to tell you, don't think that there is a generic rule that everywhere you have to go and have a karban chatas b'tzofoin. Only the Seir Nasi, and that's the purpose of having the Veshachat Oisai. That Oisai comes to tell you only over here and not anywhere else by all the other Karbonis Chatas. And the Gemara concluded, but I have a third Pasuk. Veshachat Es HaChatas B'mkoimu Oila. And this is now about 8 lines before the wide lines. Zibana Av L'chol Chatoi Shetunai Sofen. Ah, so therefore bottom line is, what we thought that the Oisai comes to tell you, that it's only the Seir Nasi that has to be done b'tzofayim, is nishtemes. Every korban chatas has to be geshachten b'tzofayim. And therefore, Freit Gemara, if that's the case, now looking all the way down to the last of the narrow lines and the first of the wide lines, elatana oisai kakashale. What do I need that oisai for? V'hochi ka'amar. This is the last line of the narrow lines. Maybe only the Seir Nasi and no other korban chatos. The Kosar Rachmana oisai. It sounds oisai, this one. So tomorrow, that's why I have the third passing to tell you, no, all korban is chatos, you have to go and shech b'tzofin. So tomorrow, v'hashin and afkele, mi v'shachar es achatos. That's passing number three. Oisai l'mutei maisa, what I taka need the oisai for? L'mutei, oisai b'tzofayin v'ein tzir nachshayin b'tzofayin. So the pasuk is telling you a little bit of history, and it's telling us that when you go and bring a korban chatos, every korban chatos is a b'tzofayin. But to every rule there's an exception, and the exception is the tzir nachshayin ben aminotav. What's the tzir nachshayin ben aminotav? As we will have another 2 weeks or so, starting Rish Chodesh Nissan, we know that we have the Nesiim. In fact, we're going to be laning the Nesiim every single day, as you know. And the first of the 12 Nesiim was Nachshon and Amit Notov. And Nachshon, together with all the other 11, all brought the same Kabbanis every single day. And one of the Kabbanis was a Karbin Chatos. However, Rashi points out, even though it's called a Karman Chatos, and it looks like a Karman Chatos, in one major respect, it's not a Karman Chatos. And that is, a Chatos is Bo Al HaChet. These Chatois that were brought by the 12 Nesiim, they hadn't erred, they had not sinned. This is rather more like a Karban Oila in the sense it was a present, a doiroin to the Beis HaMikdash. And because of the fact that it was different in that respect, oh, that's what the Oisa comes to tell you, that Nashaman Aminodav, when his Karban was brought, as well as the other 11 Nesiim, they did not have to shecht it betzavoin, they could shecht it even bedoroin. Ah, so that's what the Oisa comes to tell you. Only those Chatois which are Bo'alachet, but not Nachshay. Continues the Gemara, third wide line. So Kedai Techamina, why would I have thought differently? Because we're going to bring a posik momentarily, that even though the Sir Nachshayin was not your typical regular Chatos, but nevertheless, the Torah has a special reway to tell you that it requires smicha, just like a regular Korban Chatos. Ah, so you see, even though it's not a classic case of a Chatos, but it does have the smicha, maybe I should go and say that it has the same din of Tzofen, Kamash, Malon, that's why the Oise tells you, nein, no din of Tzofen by the Korban Nachshon Ben Aminodav. You just made a ganze zach that Nachshon's Chatos did require smicha. How do you know that? Desanya. And again, we're talking about the Seir Nosi, the Samach Yodai al Rosh HaSoir. Now, the word Rosh HaSoir, says Rashi, is Iberic. Why? Because that whole parasha there in the parashas VeYikra is talking about the Nosi and the Seir Nosi. It would have been simpler to simply say the Samach Yodai al Roshoi. Why did it say Rosh HaSoir? Oh, that's a Rabbi Seir Nachshon L'smicha Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So just stopping here for 1 second. According to Rabbi Yehuda, now I have identified one major commonality between the Seir Nachshon and your regular normal Korban Chatos. All of them and both of them need smicha. Also, Kedai Techamina, they would also go and need Shechita B'Tzofein. Oisai comes to Lamute, does not need Shechita B'Tzofein. So Tumar Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon says, I respectfully disagree. The Rosh HaSoir doesn't come to be the Rabbi Seir Nachshon, but rather Seirei Avoidas Kachovim L'smicha. What is Seirei Avoidas Kachovim L'smicha? What happens if you have either a private individual that did Avoidas Zara? So if you look up in Parashas Shlach, it tells you that if he erred by doing Chas V'Shalom Avoidas Zara B'Shogeg, it's not your classic Korban Chatos like you had back in Parshas VaYikra, where you have the choice between a Kizbor Seira, a Yochid can only bring a Seira. That's it, boys. Just a Seira. What happens if the Koyin, not the Koyin, what happens if the Sanhedrin made a Bubu in Hilchis Avodah Zarah? What was their Bubu? Yeah. They said, for instance, you can go into the Markolius Church and go and bow down or bring a Korban, because the classic way of serving the Markulius is throwing stones. So therefore, if you bring a Korban, if you bow down, then this is Gunish Med Gunish. But that is a faulty psak of the Bezen HaGadol. And what happens if Roiv of Klal Yisrael followed that psak? Oy, oy, oy. Then you have to bring a par li oila and a soir lechatas, as opposed to your regular par helm davishal tzibu, where the par itself is the chatas. Here you bring a par li oila and a soir lechatas. Anyway, what do I have? What do I see from that? Do I have to have a smicha on that chatas? And the answer is yes, says Reb Shimon. Why? Based on the extra word soir by your normal seir nasi. Okay, so bottom line is, according to Reb Yehuda, that learns that we have a din of smicha by seir nachshayin, so kadai tachamin, he would also have to have a shechita b'tzofayin by the seir nachshayin, kamash malon oisayin. Frank, do you want a mask of the Ravina? Tainach the Reb Yehuda. That's a very good pshat that you just gave, a contra Behuda, that says it's your nachshon and a din of smicha. I would think it has a din of shechita. Oh, the Reb Shimon, my ikalameima. Reb Shimon doesn't learn that. That's Reb Shimon that said here at the top, it's the Rabbi Seiri Avoidas Chechovim. So if you're talking about Seir Nachshon, there's no reason why I would think that Seir Nachshon requires Tzofayin, that I need a miyut. So my ikal meimer, what is Reb Shimon going to do with that oisoy? Omli marzutu berei the Reb Meri the Ravina and the Reb Yehuda Nami. You're just focusing on Reb Shimon, even a contra Yehuda. What do I need the oisoy for? Rabbi. The Gemara took as your bottom line premise that Seir Nachshon is different than your normal, regular Korban Chatas. To go Mimachai V'smicha, we had to have a special Riboy. What was the special Riboy? That's the V'samach Yod HaRosh HaSoy. So without that, I would have thought that there is no din of smicha. So that being the case, as the Gemara, if the whole Raya is from the din of smicha, that's the only thing that the Torah was marba with that pasuk. V'samach Yodai Al Rosh HaSoir. Could have said Al Rosh Shoy, comes to tell you, V'samach on the Soir, the Rabbi Seir Nachshon L'smicha. So where there's a Riboy, there's a Riboy. If there is no Riboy, then Kodesh. What do I have to have a miyot for? I mean, it's not that we're starting off that Seir Nachshon is a bona fide, regular, classic chatas. If it would be, I wouldn't need the Riboy to go and tell you the Gabi, the halacha of smicha. The fact that I have the halacha of smicha tells you that this is not, it's called a chatas. It looks like a chatas, but it's really not a chatas. So therefore, if it's really not a chatas, that's why I need the Riboy to go and tell you the smicha. So I don't need a miut to go and tell you, don't go and shecht it. You don't need to shecht it, but it's all fine. Of course you don't need to shecht it, but it's all fine. It's not your classic case of a chatas. So my disrabi is rabbi, my disrabi lo is rabbi. Maybe you're going to go and tell me, Eloi Mate Kro, if I didn't have the meat of Oisoi, have a minute, Bibinyan Av, then I would have thought, well, this is called a Chatas, and this is called a Chatas, yeah. Unless anybody says differently, I don't know, Chatas Bitsofin, probably this Chatas is also Bitsofin. So therefore, that's why you need the meat as Nish. Zok to Yimura, if that's your Svorah, it's Binyan Av, Smicha Gufa Lishte Kro, Minevit Taisim Binyan Av. So what do I need the Binyan Av the Gabi Smicha to go and tell you that I have the extra word Sayer and therefore come to tell you that Seir Nachshon is also the Smicha? I don't need the Pasuk, just learn a bit Binyan Av. Elamai, the differences between the two Chatois are so stark that anything that you want to say the Gabi this Korban Nachshon, you need a Pasuk for. Okay, so I have a pasuk to tell you there's a din of smicha by Seir Nachshon. Okay, anything else? No, I have nothing else. So what do I need the oisai to go and exclude? Vaita vustavachum the oisai. Says Zimor, you're absolutely right. This pshat of oisai falls away. We have a famous rule that those that were brought Hayru Ashur at the times of the Mishkan or any other time throughout history where you find Hayru Ashur, that special din. And you cannot go and learn that from Doirois. Since you can't learn from Doirois, I would not have known the din of smicha. That's why you have to have a special din. That Seir Nachshon had a din of smicha. Every chatas b'doirois have a din of smicha. A mazel tov, that's the doirois. You can't learn l'shoa. Show me doirois liofina. That being the case, uktimora, hachanami show me doirois liofinan. Then the same thing should apply also legabe lemutei tzavoin. Why would I have thought that there's a din of tzavoin? You tell me, show me Doris Leofin, it's a special Rosh Shoah type of chatas. Just like when it comes to the case of smicha, I need a posik to be marbe, I don't need a posik to be memayit. You can tell me all other chatois. Mazel tov. We don't learn show me Doris. It's a special carbon. It's a special carbon. There's no reason why I should think it requires dafka tzofoin. So weiter, what do I need an oisoi to be memayit? Deichsir Nachshoin. Says, well, you're right. We're not going to learn Oisai to Mayit Seir Nachshoin, and therefore I need a new limit from that Oisai. So we're on to the second possibility. You remember we had this back in Masecht HaSvachim, that the Pasuk has come to tell you have the animal, that's the Karum Chatos, and you have the Shoichet. Now, normally you would think that if the animal is bitzafain, then the shoichet would also be bitzafain. Oz abistach muznish zayin, it doesn't have to be. You could have, theoretically, the animal standing on the tzafin side, and that the shoichet is using a long sakin oruch, says Rashi, standing on the dorim side. Now, the difference between tzafin and dorim is not like the difference between North America and South America, that you have to have a sakin, which is, 3,000 miles long, or 5,000, or whatever the distance is. The point is, when it comes to tzofin, even that we had a three-way machloikis back in Masecht HaZvachim, exactly where the tzofin is. But let's assume that the tzofin is not directly only the northern part of the Mizbeach itself, because then it would be difficult for the shoichet to somehow squeeze in, and he's still bedorah. Let's assume that it's either on the northeastern side of the Mizbeach, or the northwestern side of the Mizbeach. That being the case, find where the Mason-Dixon line is. In other words, where does the Mizbeach end? Very easy, you could easily tell, then go and draw an imaginary line from where it ends, here either on the east or on the west, and then go make sure that the behemah is to the north of that line, and then have the shoichet right behind that line, so he could be mamish, you know, just an inch or two away, even though theoretically he's on the, or in actuality he's on the Dorim side, and that's on the Tzofen side, but doesn't mean that you have to have a sakan orach of 50 feet. He could just be a couple of inches standing away, the animal there and the shoichet there. Ah, so that's what the oisa comes to tell you. V'shochet oisoi. The behemah itself has to be betovin. Oisa tovin tovin, shoichet oisoi betovin. He does not have to go and stand betovin. Oh, so now we've answered our question. What do I need the oisoi for by the pasuk of the Seir Nasi? Frank Timura, that's where you learned it from. Mid Rabbi Achia Nafka. We learned Rabbi Achia. Who's the sign Rabbi Achia Oimer? Now this is not referring to the Korban Chatas. Here we're talking about the Korban Oila. This Korban Oila, you have to shecht Mizbeach Tzofoina. And this is in fact the granddaddy, the Makor for all the Korbanis Chatas. Because each time the Korban Chatas, it never says you do the Chatas B'Tzofoin. You had three Psukim, each one said that you do B'mkoimu Oila. And where is the B'mkoimu Oila? Oh, this is their pasuk that says, so finally, Neasha. Here too, it uses the term oisoi. Zokti Gemara ma Talmud loymar. It has now the word oisoi. What does it come to go and tell you? The fisher matzin of mekabel sheimid betzofin umekabel betzofin v'im amid bedorim v'kiv betzofin pasul yachol abzekain Talmud loymar oisoi oisoi betzofin v'leya shoychet terch liyois oimid betzofin. What the Gemara is telling us is Aliba Dirab Achyor Ab Rabbi Achyor, the Darshan's this Oisai to go and tell you only the Behema and not the Koyin or not the Shochet. What's the basis? What's the give and take? Why would I think otherwise? Torah doesn't say. So Gemara says, I'll tell you very simply. Because when it comes to the Mekabel Adam, remember every time we do the Shechita, you have two people involved, at least two people. One that's doing the Shechita and one that's holding on to the Mizrik for dear life to make sure that Gumi Makabal, all the dam that is spurting out from the Mokka Mashchita. Okay, so what happens now? That Makabal Hadam also has to be standing bit Sofine. Now, how do I know that he has to be standing bit Sofine? See, Gemara is going to bring a little bit further down, is a posik of the Lokach, and the Gemara Darshan's, the Lokach is Vav Lamed Kuf Ches, go and take off the first two letters and take it and say, Kach loy, or loy yikach, meaning that he should go and take himself, that he should also be standing bit tzofin. Just like the animal standing the tzofin, the mekabel dam should also be standing in tzofin to make sure he gets all of the dam. Ah, so that's what the oisei comes to tell you. Oisei bit tzofin, that mekabel dam has to be bit tzofin. But the shoichet doesn't have to be tzofin, he could even be standing bit doroim. Ah, okay, so now the question of the Gemara is, since I'm learning this drasha for Rabbi Achia, that the shoichet doesn't have to stand betzofin, I don't need now a posik legabe hilcha by the posik of the Seir Nasi, the oisoi. I already have one beautiful oisoi in the parish of Parshas Oila to go and tell you that the behema has to be betzofin, and the mekabel adam has to be betzofin, but not the shoichet. So what do I do with my oisoi of the parish of Seir Nasi? So we're back to square one. Zokti Gemara, Elo, you're right, you know what? I have a noob shot in the oisei. Elo oisei betzofen vein ben oif betzofen. When you're doing the malika, so oif, that does not require tzofen. So, kadai techemin, aleisei bekal v'choymeh. I would think you should go on a kavachoyim ben tzoin. Ben tzoin meaning one of the behemoths that you're bringing. Uma ben tzoin shle kovale koyin. Kovli tzofin, when it comes to ben tzoin, same thing applies to a ben bokar, same thing applies to all the animals. You don't, these zvach, that's animals, right? Uma ben tzoin shele kovli koyin, you do not need a koyin to do the shchita, the kovli tzofin, but you do need it to go and all kachy kudushim have to be on the tzofin side. So ben oif she kovli koyin, a ben oif where the Torah was koyvea a koyin, how do I know that the koyin that ben oif? Because the malika malaka koyin, the koyin has to do the malika. You can't have just anybody, even though a person may be an expert in malika, but you got to have a koyin to go and do the malika. Is okti yomara? So macha kal b'chayim, madcha ben tzoin. There is no requirement of a koyin, but there is a requirement of a tzofin ben oif shekovaloi koyin. So obviously, when it comes to Malika, it's much more chomor than the case of Shechita. And in addition, Nikvalim Tzofin, then I would say, for sure, you have to have Tzofin. Ah, that's why you have the Oisai, to go and exclude the case of the Ben Oif, that it does not require Tzofin. Frey Timara, that Kal V'Chaim on the surface sounds great, but I have a Pircha, a question on the Kal V'Chaim. Don't tell me that the case of the Ben Tzoin is more kal, more kal v'chaim, it's more kal vis-a-vis the ben oif, because you don't need a koyin. There's a chumra built into the ben, to the case of the ben tzoin. What is that chumra? Mala ben tzoin, you can kovaloi kli. The only way that you can go and do a successful shechita by ben tzoin is if you're using a sakin. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to use a sakin? Interestingly enough, it doesn't say it in Parshiyos Vayikra and Tzav, where they go and tell you all the details vis-a-vis the Kabbalists. How do I know that you have to have a sakin? We learn it from Sefer Bereishis. Sefer Bereishis, yes. By the Akedah, Yikach Es HaMacheles Lishchot Es Benoi. The word Macheles is referring to the sakin. Ah, so Ibazoi Shchita by a Ben Tzoin, and the same thing applies, of course, to a Ben Bakar, requires a sakin. Masha Inkim, when you're talking about a Malika, you don't need the sakin. You can go and use your finger.
Even a reed to do shechita.
For regular, but not for shechita of kabbanis. Kabbanis, you have to have machalis, you have to have the... Uh-huh.
Well, why is it called a ben? I mean, in Zachus, the Ophos, it's an interesting lesson of Ben Tzon. I mean, it's a...
Okay, if you please.
I'm not suggesting, I'm just wondering. It's
Maybe they used to go and bring often Bnei Yoina more than Toirim, okay. And therefore Bnei Yoina has that Ben built in. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara, Mala Ben Tzon, Shekin Kovalei Kli, and so therefore your Kal V'Chomer falls away. Oh, Elo Oisi B'Tzofen V'Pesach B'Tzofen. I'm not using the Oisoi to exclude a Ben Oif. I'm going to use it to exclude a Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, you do not have to shecht B'Tzofen. You can shecht it anyway in the Zorna, Baruch Hashem, because we had to do B'Tzofen. Could you imagine what an additional pressure there would be in a backlog? Exactly. So Baruch Hashem, you can do it heavier. Anyway, how do I know that? From the Oisai. Only the Korban Chatas that we just talked about, but not the Korban Pesach. Frey Timura, I need the Oisai to tell you that. Pesach with Rabbi Zvan Yaakov Nafka, the son of Rabbi Zvan Yaakov, Oimei Yochel Yehei HaPesach, To'in Tzofen. I would think the Korban Pesach requires Tzofen. What would be the Svara? Vedinu. Oma Oila Shalei Kovaloz Man Bishchitosa, your regular standard oil. We're not talking about a carbon oil as tamid. Of course, that has b'shachris, and that's b'in arboim. We're talking about any time a person wants to be menader or menadev an oil. There's no particular zman. You can bring it at 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock and 12 o'clock and 5 o'clock, just as long as it's in between the two to meet them. So there's no kvi zman b'shchitasa. But kovalot zofein, any private oil that's brought, it's gotta be b'tzofein. That's the pasuk that we had. B'shachar oisle yerech mizbeach tzo final of nesha. Pesach shekovel zman l'shchitasa, you gotta do in a very, very circumcised time between the 12:30 and the 5 o'clock or whatever, 4:30 on the Erev Pesach, so there, so much more chomer, and it then shekovel zman. That being the case, l'choyr, I need the oisai to go and exclude and say Pesach does not require tzofen. Says Yimar, that kal v'choyim is a shvacha kal v'choyim, because ma'ala oyle shekin kol, you know the reason why oyle has to be dafki b'tzofen, you're right, it's takanat kavu zman. In that sense, it's kal. But there's a chumra that an oyle has that you do not find legabi the korban Pesach. For that matter, by virtually all kabbanis. And what is that? Malo yishakim kolim. You have to kul kol on the mizbeach. Well, that's really holy. Everything on the mizbeach. Mashenkin the korban Pesach, of course, 90% or 95% is eaten. So that being the case, Zokti Gemara, your kal v'chumra falls away. So I don't need the oisai to exclude it. So Gemara, okay. Don't learn Pesach from oil, learn Pesach from Chatas. That what? Chatas, in a sense, is much more kal, because Chatas also loy kavua lo zman. You can bring a Korban Chatas any time during the day. Masha Enkin, the Korban Pesach has to be davke brought an Erev Pesach circumscribed in the afternoon. So it's much more chomor. Is the Matacha Chatas has to be betofing. Is the Chavada Nevada, your case of the Pesach has to be betofing. So I need the Oisai to tell you no. Says Yimara, no, I wouldn't learn from Chattas, because Chattas is a tremendous chumra that the Korban Pesach does not have. Malachattas, Shekim, Chaperes, Achayov, Krisis. That's heavy duty Korbanos. And so therefore, that's why it requires Safai. Masha Inkin, the Korban Pesach.
So if Yimara, the Pesach does avoid Kares. It may not Mechaper on Kares.
Okay.
It's even stronger in a way. Okay. Because the failure to bring the Korban Pesach is Mechayev Kares.
Very nice. Very, very nice svar that you're saying. But Lamaisa the Gabi, this case of the Kal V'Chomer, the fact that the Chattas has to be Betzofoin, that's because it's Mechaper Chayev Krisis. Korban Pesach is not Mechaper Chayev Krisis, so therefore, there's no svar to go make this Kal V'Chomer. So tomorrow, no, I'm going to learn Korban Pesach may Osham, because Osham, after all, is not kulakol. It's not mechaper on chayov ikrisis. It is mechaper on stuff. Yeah, but that doesn't rise to such a high level. And as you say so nicely, the Pesach itself, if you don't bring the Korban Pesach, you have a din of kares. So therefore, let's go and bring a kal v'chomer from Oshem to Korban Pesach. That's why I need the oisai to exclude it. Says Yimar Ma'al Oshem Shekin Kotchi Kudishim. The reason why Oshem has to be done dafke b'tzofin, because it's in the famous category of all Kotchi Kudishim have to be b'tzofin. Of course, with the exception of the Oifais, which we said before, Malika did not require that from Rebachia, like we had earlier. But anyway, but all behemoths, you have to have Betzofin.
Their Kajay Kachim, okay, but yeah, never mind. Sorry, I'm too.
No problem. Is Korban Pesach Kachay Kudishim?
No.
So that's the reason why. It doesn't have to be Betzofin. So Malach, you can't Kachay Kudishim. Says, you want, once you accept this Svara that makes it more Chomer than other Kabbanis in particular, over Korban Pesach, then we cool in Amishkan Kodesh Kudishim. Then you can go back to the Oila and to the Chattas as well. And you don't need to come on to the Oila because it's Kula Kol. And the Chattas because it's Mechaper on Chiyav Krisis. They're all Kodesh Kudishim. So how can you go and learn? Why would you even think of learning Korban Pesach from Kodesh Kudishim? We all know when you're talking about a Korban Pesach, it's classic Kodeshim Kalim. If it would be Kodesh Kudishim, the only ones who would be able to eat for the Korban Pesach would be the Kahanim. What about all the rest of us? The whole purpose of Korban Pesach is to eat from the Korban Pesach. So therefore, we don't need the Oisoi to exclude the Korban Pesach. So we're back to our original question. What do I need the Oisoi for? I had so far four possibilities. The Seir Nachshon to exclude Seir Nachshon. That cannot be, because Shomi Doi is Loyofina. Maybe it's coming to tell you the Gabi the Shoichet as opposed to the Makabalis Adam. That I have Rebachia to go and tell you that. Maybe it's come to go and exclude the Karbonis Oifais. No, I wouldn't have thought the Gabi Karbon Oifais, because over here you have to have a Kli, you have to have a Sakin, but if you don't need a Sakin. Or maybe the Gabi Karbon Pesach. It can't be, because Karbon Pesach is Kachim Kalim, not Kachim Kudishim. How do you remember that those are the four Oifais? Go back to Nun Hei Omid Beis for a short moment. You'll see in the second wide line, you have in the parentheses, Nachshoin, the Shochat, that's the Shoichet as opposed to the Kabbalah Adam, the Korban Oiv, and the Korban Pesach. Those were the four possibilities, the Gabi, the Oisai, and so far we have rejected each one. So how do I know now, not how do I know, what do I use that Oisai for? Anywhere, Eli Oilam Kiddikam Rimeikar. We're going to go back to one of our rejected answers, and that was the rejection of Oisai B'Tzofen Ven HaShoichet B'Tzofen. That it comes to tell you that the behemah has to be standing on the Sofen side, but the shoichet can be standing on the other side of the imaginary line on the Dorim side. Why did we reject that? Good kashaloch. Mirabachia nafka. We learned that from Rabachia's drasha, the Gabi, the Korban Oila, and he said it's only the Makabalus Adam, because it says in the pasuk v'lokach lo yikach, he should go and take himself, the Makabalus Adam, has to be sitting there, not sitting, but standing there, thank you, holding the Mizrak and being Makabalus Adam on the Tzofin side, but only the Makabalus Adam and not the Shoichit. After the Gemara, the Reb Chia, the Reb Achia, love the Mutei Shoichit B'Tzofin who da'asa. No. Reb Achia doesn't come to me my Shoichit B'Tzofin, but rather that's what I have to have my Oisei for. Elohachik Omar. So what did Reb Achia say? Didn't Reb Achia say at the top? We quoted him saying that only Makabal Saddam and not the Shoichit. So the Gemara, because ain't a Shoichit B'Tzofin. A Makabal B'Tzofin. Rather, it works the other way around. We start off with the Oisei to go and say that only the Behemah and not the Shoichit. once I say that the Shoichet doesn't have to stand B'tzofein, maybe the Mekabel Dam can keep him company in the Dorim side. Presumably it's a little bit warmer in the Dorim side of the Azores. It's sunny, it's in the south. So he's going to stand there together with the Shoichet. They're going to be standing together. He'll be Shechting and he'll be Mekabel Zadam. That's the Oisei comes to tell you Taka Ena Shoichet B'tzofein, but the Mekabel Adam is required to be B'tzofein. I afraid Timara, didn't we say before Mekabel, we learned from Milokach, Milokach Vilokach. On the side they changed the gears just slightly to go and tell you Lokach Lo Yikach. Lo Yikach means that he goes and takes himself. Besides the behemoth, he has to take himself and also stand on the Tzofein side of the Azara. The Nafka, after more Lokach Vilokach Lo Yimash Malay. No, he, Rabbi Chiya, says, since this is a little bit of an expanded form of drasha, because you're taking the lokach and your vilokach and you're switching it around and saying vilo is kach loy or lo yikach, that type of drasha Rabbi Chiya was not happy with, and he said, I don't need that. I'm going to learn it from the oisei, that only the oisei has a din of the shoichet has to be b'tzofen. But the shoichet does not have to be b'tzofen. But the makabel adam does require to be b'tzofen after all. And that's why he uses that second oisei. So I have now the two oiseis. One oisei to go and tell you that the shoichet does not have to stand b'tzofen, only the behema and not the shoichet. So if the shoichet can stand b'dorim, maybe the makabel adam, the same thing. Oh, that's the second oisei, the shochet, oisei, yerech, mizbeach. The shochet, I agree with you. He has to be, or he can be, on the Durham side. But the Mekabel Adam, he has to go and be on the Tzofen side. Oh, so therefore I do need the oisei, after all, to tell us the Gabi the Din of Shechita. The Shechita is B'Tzofen, but not the shochet B'Tzofen.
What about the man that was his Mekabel Menachach, Velachach, Menachach? So what he's...
What is he going to do with the extra oisei? Maybe he doesn't hold the requirement of if he's going
to
go and learn.
You have to have Kabbalah B'Tzofen.
How does he know?
It's a Mishnah in Zvachim.
Yeah, and how does that Mishnah know? Okay. So we have now two Mekoyres. One we thought until now, back in Zvachim, that it was Lo Yikach. But now, according to Rabbi Chiya, we're saying we're not learning from Lo Yikach. We're going to learn it from the oisei. So he's saying, but according to the Lo Yikach mention, what am I going to use the extra oisei for? Okay, we'll have to think about it further. Getting back to Gemara, v'chayv al ishos v'al irchos v'al afiyos. Okay, this is part of yesterday's Mishnah, where it says that, be careful, all menachos have to go and be matzah, with, of course, the two exceptions of the chometz shebetoide and the shtei halechem, but everything else has to be dafka matzah. So we said, what happens if it becomes chometz? Who is the guilty party? So he said in our Mishnah, you could have three guilty parties. Chayv al ishos, the person who's doing the knating is the kneading. The one that's doing the arichos means the forming. And afiyos, the one that's actually putting it into the oven and baking it. All three of them could be over this isalav, and each one of them, if they had hasra, could go and get malkis.
We had trouble yesterday trying to figure out how can you have multiple lavim here?
Why not?
Because if already, what happened? Let's say it became chametz. When did it become chametz? It only became chametz at the last, the final shape, whatever it was.
A moment, the 18-minute mark.
18 minutes. What? So then already.
Did your wife bake it all?
Yes.
Did you ever see how she initially puts the batter, it's in the bottom of the pot, and you come back an hour later and it's overflowing?
Right.
Was it baked yet?
No.
So she already, as part of her lisha, she allowed for the chimetz.
Right.
So,
that's what you have one. So
okay, that's one. Good, good. Now you have the next person who goes and takes, if your wife or somebody else goes and takes the batter. Very good question. The question that you are asking, you are paving the way for the Gemara in the Amud Beis, when the Gemara is going to see that we say that from our Mishnah we have a raya that Yesh Mechametz Acher Mechametz. You can have two stages or even three stages of
exactly.
Chimetz. We're going to talk about that in a minute.
See, I'm never
in the kitchen.
No, I'm never held responsible because I only do the first part. I make the dough.
You make the dough. Okay, very good. Excellent.
Well, that's not true. Your wife was a teacher.
She was making dough. Yeah,
she was also making dough. So, good.
But
let's
no
continue
longer.
On.
No
so, Yesh Mechametz, Acher Mechametz. Both have made dough.
Right.
Okay, anyway, getting back to our Gemara. Amar Rapapa. So Rapapa now is not addressing our Mishnah. He's just telling us his own halacha. Afo'a loike shtayim. Even the oifa person, all he or she is doing is putting the mincha into the oven and baking it, he can mechayev already two laven. Achas al arichosa, the achas al afiyosa. Even though he or she is not really in charge of doing the forming, but nevertheless, by squeezing it into the tanner, into the oven, there is a certain degree of
shaping,
very good, and therefore that baker is also a shtickel shaper, and if he does the baking alone, he gets two times malchus, of course, right, assuming that there was a double hasra on both. As we learned Rashi Pshat, that every single oife is also a shtickel oirech. That's why you would have two. Freiting emara, for Amris, didn't we learn yesterday, based on the Mishnah, for Amris ma'afiyam yuchadash himas yechidi, v'chayyoban alea b'fnei atzma. Where did the Gemara bring that up? Because there are two psukim, as you recall, we had in the Gemara. One was loy seyose chomet, one was loy seyofe chomet, and the Gemara said that the reason why the Torah brings loy seyofe is to go and tell you, ma'afiya miyuchedeshi ma'asi yechidi, v'chayyoban alea b'fnei atzma, afani ovi, I'm going to bring lisha, metarichom, et ma'asi, they're also ma'asi yechidi. What was the reason why I say that? So the Gemara says, since I had a pasuk, loy seyose chomet, any asiya, what do I need another pasuk loy siyofe? It's dover hayoytze min haklal. Loy lelamed al atzma yotze, el lamed al haklal kula yotze. That just like afia is a separate
crime,
a separate maaseh b'fnei atzma, so anything which is involved in causing chimet is a separate crime or a separate lav b'fnei atzma, and that's how you know lisha mitarich. Oh, it's the chmashma that afia is only one, that chayom b'fnei atzma. So why would you jump to conclusion of Papa that they're two times Malkus? You only get one time. So to my question, does it nishve? Had the orech who the offer who had the orech chavrei the yoev lei the offer? What does that mean? How many partners in crime do we have in this baking process? Had the orech who the offer who means that he himself is doing both the aricha and the afia. So he's going to get one malchus for the aricha for actually forming it, and he's going to get a separate malchus for doing the afia. Rav Papa says, I'm not requiring vis-a-vis the afia alone two times malchus. He's only loike one. Why? Since he did the aricha and he did the afia. Aricha includes the whole aricha, afia the whole afia. He gets one for aruch, one for offer, but not two for the afia. However, had aruch chavrei v'yoyev lei the offer. If he has a chaver that did the nice forming and all the rest, of course the chaver will go and get malchus for that. The yovlei, now he hands it over to the baker, and now the baker bakes it in the oven. That baker gets two, and that's what Rav Papa was referring to, because every oifa does ashtikel aricha as well, together with the actual afir.
Already being contaminated, criminalized.
Oh, so that your kasha is the same as Brother Shai's kasha. We're going to talk about the Yom Beis. Yesh mechametz achar mechametz. Both of them can be chayes. Yes.
In Maseches Shabbos and Seder HaPas, do we have aricha as a separate malacha? I don't think so. I don't think so. And so why would it be a separate there if it's not a separate? If somebody did all the matzah.
Maybe it's a tolda, even though it's not an av. Maybe you get over there also the same punishment. We'd have to go back to Maseches Shabbos, which we'll get to Mitzvah not too long ago. Not too long from now. Yes.
Aside from that, there's afia for afia or whatever, chimitz after chimitz. But once you put, let's say, on Shabbos, you're baking something, you put it in the tanor, and you can take it down or not.
Yeah, radiyas apas. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But you're also so what? Once he's already put it in motion, it's to be Muhammad. What more is he doing in the afia process? It's already on track. That's part of the chimitz after chimitz.
What you're raising now is the final piece of Gemara that we're going to talk about at the end. What happens if, for instance, a person had a pre-existing dough, right, and then he or she went and took a piece of sa'or and put it on the dough, and that person then went away,
right,
for the case of the man, he went to go and learn the daf. Case of the lady, she went to go and say tillim, and then they come back an hour later, hey, look, the whole thing has exploded. I didn't do anything. I just put it exactly about Taisa. Why are you hiding?
Putting the thing in the oven and the.
Exactly. So Gemara is going to bring a right attack from Hilchas Shabbos, the Gabbai Tzli, putting things in ovens. You'll see Mitzvah shortly. So, Baruch Hashem, you're paving the way for the entire daf today, Brother Shai.
Sure. Go ahead.
Anyway, continuing on to the Gemara, so therefore, bottom line, Rav Papa says, if you only did Afia, you're Chayef Shtayim. If, however, somebody else did the Aricha and you did the Afia, that person would get one for Aricha and you'd get one for Afia. Tanur Rabban. Now, we're leaving Hilchis, Afia and Chometz and Matzah for a moment. We're going to come back, Rabbi says, so don't be nervous. The reason why we're bringing this price, as you'll see, there'll be a parallel. Tanur Rabban. B'chor she'achozi dam. We're talking about a B'chor Behema, which you give to the Kohen, and the Kohen brings it for a carbon in the Beis Mikdash, unless, of course, it gets a mum. If it gets a mum, then you go and shecht it outside the Beis Mikdash. You have Bechor Shechozidan, a Bechor that you see in the eyes and in the face and in the whole body, that this Bechor is a Mesukon Mi'oid. A Chozidam to the point where the blood pressure is so overbearing, the veterinarian says, you have to do Hakozis Dam immediately. Otherwise, this Bechor is going to go and die. So what do you do now? What is the problem? The problem is, normally if you're going to do Hakozi, you have to make a mum. If you're going to go make a mum, you're not allowed to make a mum in Kodshim. The Pasuk says, Kol mum lo yeboy, and the Gemara Darshan's Kol mum lo yehayeboy. You're not allowed to make a mum in Kodshim. Otherwise, you're going to be Oiver and Isser. So what do we do? So you're going to see now, we're going to have four or five different Mandi Amrim in terms of what the Psak Halacha is. As Tanaban, B'chor she'chozi dam, Mekizin oisoi es adam, B'mokim she'ein oisin boi mum, V'ein mekizin es adam, B'mokim she'oisin boi mum. Divrei Rameir. Rameir says, take a good make his dam guy, who really knows his stuff, and knows where it creates mums, and where it does not create mum. Mm-hmm. And Rashi says, it's not that difficult to figure out, because Rashi says, across the entire body of the animal, mm-hmm. it does not make a mum. Even if it's a temporary puncture, hoder bori. So Rashi
is... It can heal, right?
It can easily heal, exactly. It's like any time. Have you ever been to a doctor and he gave you a shot?
Right.
Did he make a hole in the shot?
Yes, he did.
Well, he didn't do it. The lady usually does it, or whoever did it. So temporarily you have a shtickle wound, and of course they put on a thing over there, a piece
band-aid.
A band-aid, or some other gloss, or whatever it is.
A week later you don't see it at all.
A week later, hopefully if it's shorter than that. But anyway, the point is, there's a momentary, temporary puncture, but goes away. So the same thing on the Havdol, Alfi Havdol, is the same thing on the Behema, even though you make his dam, maybe you make a larger hole to get out the dam very quickly, but it's going to go and cure itself. Remedy, you don't have to worry about it. So you're allowed to do that, says Rameh. But don't do it in those places where it makes a permanent mum. Where is that? Says Rashi, if you go and make a hole either in the eyelid or in the ear, that is not a good place to let out blood. That would be a bloody mess. See, if you look at the Rashi, about 10 lines before the end, it heals automatically. That's if you make a hole there in the ear or in the eye, meaning the eyelid, it's not going to get any better, and therefore that's a permanent mum. Don't do it.
And it's visual.
It's visual, sure. That's especially visual. If it's the eye. And if you can't visualize it, at least you'll have audio. You'll be able to hear it with
visual
your
eyes.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Anyway, v'chom maimrim yak is af b'mokim she'oyse by mum. You can make hakaza anywhere, even if it forms a mum. But just don't use that mum as the pretext and the premise for shechting the animal outside. Mm-hmm. You want to go and shecht it because it's a bal mum. You got to wait for another bona fide mum, not this mum that was formed al yedei hakaza. That's the main lechem. I'm sorry, once again? You want to know the svaris? Yeah. What you're asking is more on the omid base. Everything can I? Well, you'll see. Reb Shimon, are you married? Reb Shimon is the third view over here. Sorry?
Shelley would say temporarily, it's mum's the word.
Mum's the word. Ah, see that? Good. Af nishchat al oise mum. Says Reb Shimon, no. Even based on that mum, you're allowed to go and shecht the animal. Even though you caused the mum, you're allowed to go and shecht even based on that mum. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer Afilu Meis Ein Mekiz Eloi Zedam. Rabbi Yehuda is all the way at the other extreme. Ein Mekiz, you cannot do Hakaza. Even if the doctors say, you got 5 minutes, otherwise we're going to have to call the veterinarian Chevra Kadisha to go and take care of this behemoth. Goes to this end. You're not allowed to make a hole, whether you like it or not, stand on your head, mekenished. Okay, so we had four different views of the Rameh, the Chachamim, Reb Shimon, and Reb Yudah. Amrav Chia bar Abba, Amrav Yoichanan. Hakol moidim b'machamitz achar machamitz shehu chay. What is Rav Chia bar Abba, Amrav Yoichanan referring to? He's saying hakol moidim, those four very distinguished Tanoim, Rav Meir, the Rabbanan, Rav Shimon, Rav Yehuda, they're all moidim that if you're talking about multiple stages of chimutz shehu chay. How do I know? Tichsev, initially the Pasuk says, loy si osa chamet. When it says the word si osa, means all asiois b'mashma. And then it says, loy si ofa chamet, which tells you specifically afia. And that's what you have in the Gemara yesterday. Dover shi yotzim in a cloud, loy lamed al atzmi yotzim lamed a cloud, kula yotza. And that's why you can have the losh person, you can have the orach person, you can have the oifa person. Each one is adding another degree, if you will, of chimetz after the guy that already did the chimetz until now. And therefore, every one of them is going to become chayov. Everybody agrees. Similarly, mimesaris acher mesaris. Now, mesaris acher mesaris is not one of our most favorite topics that we like to talk about. But this is talking about a situation, chas v'sholem, the person that causes sirus. What's the fancy English word?
Castration.
To castrate an animal, rachmanu litzlan. What's the din? What happens if a person went and castrated by first removing the, let's look at Rashi. Rashi will explain it better. Zok Rashi, mesaris acha mesaris. Afilu b'behem eschulin. Not necessarily kosher. Tzachsiv v'artzachem lo yisasu. V'im bo echad v'koras habeim. He just cut it within the inner sack. So now those beyim are no longer connected to the body. They're just lying there or swimming there within the sack. They nichon, tuluyin bekis. They're still hanging there by the kiss. In other words, they're no longer... Somebody must have done either laser surgery or made a small incision, laparoscopic surgery, and all they did was they severed the beyim from the rest of the sack, but it's still in the sack. Now you had a second person who came with a sharp knife and he went and... and just cut off the entire sack altogether with the beim bakal mikakol chayev gamhu. He is also chayev. Now you're saying to yourself, what did the second person do anyway? This beim is already castrated. What do I need the second castration? No. Psarishu chayev tchsev. It says in the pasuk umauch v'chosus v'nosik v'chorus. And those are all different degrees of severing the making castration. So the chosus is what we were talking about until now, that you're in the inside. V'nosik means to go and schlep it down altogether. Imalkoidesu chayiv, alnoisik lekoshke. Why does a pasuk have to go through the somewhat graphic and dramatic details? Umor v'chotz v'nosik v'choros. Once you're telling me that just severing the beim is enough to castrate and to be over the iser, then avad, if you're going to take the whole sack off with the bakal mikol kol, avad, you're going to be awesome. To go and tell you, even though this behemoth has officially been certified as a non-reproductive animal because of the koiter's guy, nevertheless, if the noisy guy comes and he gives a yank and takes the whole thing off, he'll also be chayiv. So therefore, you can have multiple sirus on the same animal. So you can have multiple chimuts on the same carbon mincha, and lahavdil, you can have the same multiple sirusins when you're talking about the same animal. So where's the machloikis? Le'nachliku, the four that argued, meaning legabe, the case of the animal that unfortunately was very, very sick because of too much blood, by kozistam. Ella b'matl mum b'mal mum. So now we're going to go through the svaris. You wanted to know where do they take it from. I promised you that we're going to get to the Amud Beis. We're going to deal with it. Reb Meir Sovar kol mum lo yehayeboy. You're not allowed to make a mum, period. Makes no difference what the svaris, what the animal's status is. Even though this animal is mesukin lomus, you're not allowed to make a mum. However, if you make a tiny puncture b'makim she'eni oisaboy mum, like Rashi says, because hoder bari, and like Shelley told us a moment ago, it takes a week or two, but eventually the that little hole gets all remedied and all gets solidified. Yeah. So therefore, you don't have a problem anymore. So that's okay. But anything that does not solidify or doesn't remedy, like in the eyes or the ears, the eyelid or the ears, no good. Komum liyebay. For banan savri, tomim yelerotzayin. Now, both the Kolmum L'Yeboi and the Tom Yilerotzein are both in the same Pasuk. Really? Yeah, look at Pasuk Dalet in your Torah R. The Ish Ki Yakrev Zevach Shlom L'Hashem L'Fali Neda Olin Adova Pabokar V'Tzein. He wants to bring a carbon. Tomim Yilerotzein. Kolmum L'Yeboi. Make sure it's a Tomim. In other words, without any mum. Make sure Kolmum L'Yeboi. So now this seems to be somewhat redundant or repetitive, because it says in the Pasuk, Tomim's got to be a Tom, and don't make a Mum. So what do I need this double limit for?
It's too much.
It's too much. So now, what is it coming to tell you? So let's take a quick look at the Rashi. Rashi learns Remeir Sava Kol Mum Liyaboy. See, it's parallel to our Gemara. Kol Mum. Kol Rebuyahu. Whenever you have a kol, it's a Rebuyah. Umashma Dafil Bebal Mum Liyitin Mum Acher. Even though the animal itself already is a Bal Mum. Now you're thinking to yourself, how's an animal Bal Mum? Yes, it has a blood problem. But why is it a Bal Mum? So if you go back to the Rashi, Hakol Moidim, which is roughly four lines from the top of the Amud. Now, why is this called mum achemum? The ain lechem mum gadol mizesh ariyamus. If the veterinarian has paskin that this animal is going to die in 5 minutes from now, if you're not going to do akozes tam, ain lechem mum gadol mizesh. And therefore, why is there a problem now in inflicting a second mum on an existing bal mum? Oh, those are the machlekes. Legabi mechametz achem mechametz. Everybody agrees. Yechayv. Misaris and misaris. Everybody agrees. Yechayv. But matal mum by existing mum, are you all tzachayv? Those are the machlekes. The mayor says kol mum liyaboy. Even though it's an existing bal mum, I don't care. That's the kol rebuyahu. Says Rashi, umashad afilu b'mal mum, even though it's an existing mal mum, lo yitin mumachad, that's where the kol comes to tell you. But the Rabbanan Tzavi, vayta the Rashi, tom yilaratzoy, ksiv bereisha dekra, that says earlier on in the Pasuk, before the kol mum liyavoy, umash mahochi, ois ishu tomim v'royli ois l'ratzoy, if it's taka tam, and it's royli ois ratzoy, bahum is harnalcha, machnish kalye, don't ruin the situation if it's behemoth chatomim yilaratzay atam, and you want to go and destroy that tamimus. You're not allowed to come mum liyaboy. Aba b'mum, if it's already a bal mum, it's not a tom liyaratzay. Then there's no din of mum inflicting on an existing bal mum. So you see, brother Shai, this is not mitzad gzeira. It's mitzad the limud of the pasuk that the whole din of kumum liyaboy is only by a tam, not if it's already an existing bal mum.
And this animal, if one were in the Azara, is no visible mum.
Mm-hmm.
It's only a diagnosed flaw.
Mm-hmm.
Could you shecht it?
No. According to our Gemara,
so it's a mum that you can't.
Ein lecha mum gadol mizeh. Remeir nami hoksev tam yilaratzayin. Okay, so we have so far Rabbi and Rabbanim. We're going to get to Rabbi Shimon, Mit Shem, and Rabbi Yehuda. But in the meantime, we have Rabbi and Rabbanim. Remeir nami hoksev tam yilaratzayin. What does Remeir do with the fact that it says to me, you know, the Rabban have very good svara, that the whole din of Kol Mum L'Yehaboy is intricately attached to the earlier three words, Tam Yilaratzayin. When it's a Tam, don't make a Mum. But if it's not a Tam, you can make a Mum. So what does Remeir do with that limud? That pasuk of Tam Yilaratzayin comes to tell you that as long as it's a Tam, be very, very, very careful. However, what happens if the animal was born nebuch defective in one way or another, that was already bal mum ab initio when it was born? Oh, then it was never a tam, then there's no din of kol mum liyaboy. So Remeir makes, if you will, a partial acknowledgement or a partial confession, not a confession, but he agrees.
Concession.
Oh, that's bilishkayach. A partial concession. He says, when do I agree with the chacham that I have to look at the pre-existing status of the animal, depending on whether the animal was ever a kosher animal? If the animal was kosher at least for 5 minutes, it was a tam at birth, even though now it happens to be a bal mum, I don't care. Kol mum lo yeboy. The kol comes to tell you, even on a pre-existing bal mum. I tam yelaratzay. If the animal was born with a mum lechachila, oh, then it was never ra'oi. Right. Then you're allowed to inflict on it as many mumin as you want. Mm-hmm. There is no problem. Is that the way you're really learning? If it's a bal mum meikar, there's nothing even to talk about. It's like talking about bringing this wall or bringing this
table.
Bringing this table or something else, or bringing a tree for a carbon.
Palm tree, no?
I'm sorry,
Nachum?
A decal is a palm tree, yeah. Okay. Exactly. Sometimes it's used as a general for a tree.
Yeah.
But the point is, it's a tree, and can you go and bring, Oh, make sure not to make a mum in this tree because I want to bring
a carbon eitzim.
But a carbon eitzim, by definition, you have to go and cut down the tree. So, hang the mum gadol mizeh, that you're taking a large tree and you're cutting it.
Mm-hmm.
So that apparently is not a problem.
If you cut off a date, then you may be missing an opportunity.
Yeah, especially if you're single. Good. Anyway, continuing on.
But it depends on the type of mum. If it's just, it's not a dikul mum. If it's going to die, yes. If it's a chaz is gone, but if it just say it has a dog shabayin or it has some little thing, it's not on its ear, it has...
If it's irrevocable and then it can never be brought for a carbon, says Ramea, then there's no din, then you can inflict as many mumin as you want, because anyway, it's ineligible. So it has a status like a dikabal. Okay, so Ibazoi, Vaiter, what does Ramea do with the tummy yilarat? So we just knocked out, we rejected this balmum meikarim, because dikla balmum, elamuti psulam magdashim liachar pijoinam, what happens, Taka, if you have kudishim that had a mum, and therefore you appoint it, and now that you appoint it, you can go and use it for your own needs. Is there a din, don't inflict a new mum on this, even though I'm not bringing for carbon anymore, I was already appointed, it's already kulin plus.
Ice carbon.
So ayim bazoi, so l'choy, there's no problem of inflicting a mum. So what's the svar of her mayor? I don't understand. I'll tell you. So as we know, even after your point, it's chulin plus, exactly right. There's still a din that you're not allowed to do giza or avoida. We learned that from Psukim. Excuse me. That being the case, the Gemara says, because it says the pasuk, tizbach v'yachalta basar, tizbach v'loy giza v'yachalta v'loy leklevecha, basar v'loy cholev, that you're not allowed to go in and be cholev. Anyway, so we know that asir b'gizu avoida, so maybe mumam nami litzuri, so maybe even though it's not necessarily svaradik, because the whole reason why it was pointed was because it was a baal mum in the first place, but maybe just like gizu avoida continues to apply because of chulam plus, maybe the din of kol mum l'yir by also applies. Kamash v'lon, that's why the Torah tells us, Tami Yilaratzai, the only isser of inflicting a mum, if it's still a tam, once it's already a baal mum, and you were appointed, even the Rameir holds another partial concession. This animal, until a few minutes ago, it was a baal mum, but it was not nifta yet. I was not allowed to inflict another mum, kom mum liyabai, but now that it's already podoi, now it's chulim plus. So, there, Ramey said, then that doesn't apply. Of course it doesn't apply. It's already a baal mum. No. It's kizu avoid applies. Maybe inflicting a new wound would still apply. Kamash l'anish. Rabban and Nami haksiv kom mum liyabai. What do they do with Rameir's pasik? To mahali boy lelikidis hanya. It says in the pasik, kom mum liyabai. Ainli elishalo yehei boy mum. Minayin shlo yigrim loy ayidea cheirim. Maybe the isser is only to inflict it directly
be
your dime. However, what happens if you do just a grumma? What would be the grumma? Shlo yaniach batzek oy devela al gabi o oizen kidei shiyovi akele v'yitlanu. You have an animal, for instance, a bechor, and the kohen says, unfortunately, there's no base of migdish at this moment. What am I going to do with this bechor? I can't go and shecht it because it doesn't have a mum. I'm not allowed to inflict a mum. Kol mum l'yeh, but oh, eicha ben aitze toiva. And that is, I'm going to go and put a little batzek, a little bit of dough, or a dvela, or something sweet like a fig or a date, and I'm going to put it al gabi oizen on the ear, and then the kelly is going to smell it, and the atlanu is going to go and grab it, and he might grab a shtikl oizen at the same time. Tamaloima, that's where the pasuk tells you, kol mum, omar mum, the omar kol mum. Mum to go and tell you, don't inflict it directly via daim, and kol mum to tell you, even ayyadei grama, that's also asur. So, now, Brother Shai was, if you recall, a few minutes ago, he was asking, what about if you didn't do anything vis-a-vis the chimitz, it just rose on its own, it rose to the occasion. Is the person chayiv, and you were bringing a rai from Hilchas Shabbos? Om Rabami, hiniach se'or al gabi isa. You have over here dough, which at the moment is still nice and flat, and people are thinking we're going to use it for a matzah. And somebody came and put se'or on top of it. V'holach, and he went away. V'yoshev lo, and he sat down to go and learn the daf, or whatever. And then, and from Jichalein, on its own, it rose. And then he comes back and says, I can't believe it. Look what happened. I should be potter. When I put the se'or down, nothing happened. You know, when the fermenting and the leavening took place, 5 minutes later, 10 minutes later, an hour later, Yichakonish Kiptan. Sorry?
Sikresha.
Oh, we're going to talk about that shortly. Chayiv alea kimasi Shabbos. He's chayiv on that just like a masi Shabbos. What means just like a masi Shabbos? This is what you were alluding to earlier. You were talking about putting something in the oven. The Gemara is going to talk rather about putting basar al gabe gecholim. I have these hot, very hot gecholim colds, and I have a grill, and now I go and take a piece of meat and I put it on top of that grill. And when did I do it? I did it Friday night, and then I go back, and then I come back an hour later. Hey, this is such a grilled piece of meat. It's gewaldig. We're going to eat it tonight. Sorry, you want to flip it?
I'll flip it.
You'll flip it. Well, you'll see about the Gemara and flipping in a moment.
Okay.
Good. But I'm shkoyach for you to pave the way for the next shekli. Anyway, so just like that Maaseh Shabbos, even though at the time he did his hanocha on top of the gecholim, nothing happened. If you would have taken it off immediately, it didn't get cooked, it didn't get baked, it's a gunish mitkudish. It's because you holach v'yoshevla. You went away and you came back again, and then the thing is cooked. Oh, so just like by Maaseh Shabbos, you're chayiv under those circumstances. Here too, you're going to be chayiv if you put the se'or agabe isa, even though you didn't do any further knating, you didn't do any kneading, you didn't do any aricha, you didn't do any afia, you just put it down. That's enough to go chayiv, just like Maaseh Shabbos.
But didn't he put it before Shabbos, or did he put it in Shabbos?
Before Shabbos is a separate issue. There's a Gemara Taka that talks about your case where you put it down before Shabbos, and then it's going to continue baking and cooking into Shabbos. Is that a problem? So in fact, in halacha, it has to be at least kemachal ben drusoy. Otherwise, that's why we have a blech. Now you're getting into complicated hilcha Shabbos. If a person put it on Shabbos itself, let's say a person goes and takes a pas, and he pastes it against the wall of the tanner, and as he pastes it, nothing happened yet, but within a half an hour, within 10 minutes, or whatever, it's going to go and rise, and it's going to go and be baked. So he caused a maaseh afia. So the Gemara Masechta the Shabbos, what happens if his best friend Yankel saw this and he tried to save him by going and quickly doing a Radiyas Apas? Radiyas Apas is also an Isser. So the question is, are you allowed to go and do a Chait Bishulshi Yiske Chaveira to go and save the other guy's neshama, to rescue the other guy? So that's a whole Sugyid in Shabbos. Shkoyach for reminding us. But here we're talking about a simple situation. No one came to the rescue. He just left the Basar Agabi Gecholim. It's roasting. And he's going to be over on the Isra of Shabbos here too. He just put the Sa'or down. He's going to be over on the Isra of Chimutz, even though he didn't participate in any further fashion other than just placing it there, al Gabi or Isra. Frey Timara, L'choyra on the surface, this is a very nice comparison, a very nice limud. However, Maaseh Shabbos ki agavna, mi mechayiv? Are you talking mechuyiv just by placing it down on the grill and you're mechuyiv? V'am Rabba Mechona, Omer Rabbi Yoichanan, hiniyach bas al Gabi cholim. Hippich boy chayiv. If you went and did have an ahapachu, if you turned it over, you flipped it. That's what you were talking about before, yeah, about flipping. I realize that.
It wasn't a flippin' comment.
Yeah.
It was not a flippin' comment at all. It was
well,
a very.
Now flipping outfit is
there. Hippich boy chayiv. Loi hippich boy. However, if he didn't turn it over, he just left it there, it's potter. And then that's what he did over here too. He just left it there. He didn't, wasn't mahapachit. So the chayiv should be potter.
But, or does it need the
everything my omar rava, my chayiv nami nika omar, ki mas itzli shol Shabbos. You're only going to be chayiv if it's like a mas itzli shol Shabbos. Now what does it mean you're only going to be chayiv ki mas itzli shol Shabbos? So unexpectedly, Rashi tells us that means by tzli, it only really properly cooks or bakes or roasts if you turn it over. But that's not necessary for purposes of the dough. Dough, we have to put the se'or. And that's why he says it's like a maaseh tzli, except that maaseh tzli you have to do a second pu'ula, and that's the hipuch. But here you don't have to do that maaseh pu'ula. Look at the last Rashi on the Amid Beis. Ke maaseh tzli b'shabbos. This really refers to the teretz now that we just had. Kloima. By uns, by the case of the mincha, you don't have to flip it. All you have to do is place it down. Ki heichinam chayiv b'shabbos, you're going to be chayiv. Im hoya oise boy matzli gomer shehipach boy. There, in our case of the kar mincha hanocha ba'alma, you're going to be chayiv. Just like by the case of Shabbos, you're going to be chayiv when you did the placing the hanocha with the flip, doing both shehipach boy. The Hossam, says Rashi at the top, Ikeleflugi ben hafoch v'hafoch the kulaba ben hafoch leloy hafoch. You can go and make a switch. You can make a chilik between if he did what wasn't hapach. Ki goyim b'chiyai gamda, ken farsh the kamon. Di loy hapach av a boshel mitzarechet. And we can be chimitz lekeleflugi. This Torah doesn't apply. It doesn't matter. You just put it. What was your, that was your question. That was Rav's time. Now for all those of you It doesn't really sound like that from the Gemara. It says the Kamar Kimasas Lishal Shabbos. We just explained Kimasas Lishal Shabbos means that he did the Hippok by. Mm-hmm. So in fact, Tosis learns literally like our Gemara that you're only Chayiv by Chimetz also if he's Mahapach. That's the bottom Tosis.
Master Shabbos.
He brings the God of the Master Shabbos. Ki Haygav Mechayiv. You feel first Avagav the Hibik Bab the Tana Mechayiv also Mishum the Dark Levoy Skulek by just putting it against the wall of the Tana. Aval Kan Kisha Odom Miniach Lepas Sor Sholim Al Gabi Isa. Ein darkel is chamitz kula, ela oise tzad lechudei shenegea besaor. Only that tzad is really going to develop and rise. Oise tzad atzmai ein darkel is chamitz chimitz gomer. Even there it's somewhat inferior. It's not going to be a real beautiful chimitz unless you mix it and you do the kneading and all that. The damal machl ben drusoy. It's going to be like a machl ben drusoy that it's only partially a third or a half cooked, like the gan of the gazlin machl ben drusoy that was constantly on the run. Lafichim medamal lemasis lishol shabbos. The hiba boy chayiv lehiba boy potter. The whole tzad echad mitzad echad kimachl ben drusoy lav klumhu. So Tosis Tak equates the case of the chimitz to the case of the shabbos that just like by the shabbos, if you're not going to do a Hippuch, it's not going to really properly be baked or cooked or grilled or whatever. Here too, if you're just going to go and place it on one side without being mahapach, it's really not going to do a superior job, a real good machmet. So he learns takarova literally. Amarava my chayiv namli kama. We said over here is chayiv by the saor al gabhisa. Just like the matzah lishol shabbos that hippuch boy, your chayiv the hippuch boy pata. That's how Tosis learns. Rashi says not necessary. Rashi learns just like Brother Barry, who said very clearly by tzli it's necessary. Otherwise, only one side will be grilled, the other side will be
for Brent.
One side will be for Brent, the other side will be medium rare. Mashen kenegabi saor and minchen and isa. It's not necessary. Put it on one side, the whole thing will blow up and will rise to the occasion. Have a wonderful day, Rabbi Yisrael.